This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to share a piece of writing by Chuck Swindoll. He talks about the people in our lives that we could be an encouragement to. See if it speaks to you. The lack of encouragement in our culture is an epidemic. To illustrate this point, when did you last encourage another person? I firmly believe, he says, that an individual is never more Christ-like than when full of compassion for those who are down, needy, discouraged, or forgotten. How terribly essential is our commitment to encouragement? Is there some soul that's in need of encouragement that you know? A student off at school? A young couple facing marital problems? A divorcee struggling to gain back self-acceptance, a forgotten servant of God laboring in an obscure and difficult ministry? Is there a widow you know who needs encouragement? Is there someone who's tried something new and failed at business? Encourage generously. Encouragement, a new watchword for our times. Shout it out. Pass it around. I want to do an experiment here privately. I want you to think of somebody in your circle that you know needs encouragement, that you could be an encouragement to this week. It may be somebody you're going to see tomorrow at work. It may be one of your neighbors. It may be somebody that you know in other circles, social circles, and you say, I'm going to determine to be an encouragement to them, realizing that there's a spiritual dimension to encouragement that goes far beyond just patting somebody on the back. Swindoll also tells about a cartoon that he read years ago about a little young man that was taking heat from his sister and friends for a newfound calling. I know this is crazy, but this little boy was patting little birds on the head in the cartoon. The distressed birds would approach. They would lower their little feathered heads to be patted, sigh deeply, and walk away satisfied. It brought him so much fulfillment to know that he was an encouragement to these little birds. But his friends would tease him and say, "What are you doing that for? That's crazy. That's stupid." And finally, he responds with these words, "What's wrong with patting birds on the head? What's wrong with it?" And his friends replied, "No one else does it." What a statement. No one else does it. If your gift is encouraging, if your niche is encouraging, don't stop. If it's embracing, embrace. If it's showing warmth, show warmth. If it's showing compassion, be compassionate. If it's showing mercy, show mercy to feathers that have been ruffled by offense and bruised by adversity. For goodness sake, keep blessing people. Don't quit, whatever you do. If God made you a patter, then keep on patting to the glory of God. There's something to be said from that story that speaks to people. I want us to bring up the next verse if we can. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end of the confidence we had at first. The next verse. And just has been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. I want to suggest the element of today. If you have the NIV, you have the word today is in capital T, which I find intriguing. And some people see significance to that. It may be talking about a day in history. In other words, this point in time. But I want to suggest to you that you don't have tomorrow to encourage somebody. You only have today. You don't have next month to encourage somebody. You only have today. And there's nothing worse than hearing a person talking about what they're going to do tomorrow. And I'm going to do this next week. And someday we're going to do this when the Lord says, "What are you doing today? Today, while it's still today, be a source of encouragement to people." Well, since a new year starts tomorrow, maybe it would be a good time to say, "Lord, help me to be an encourager." Why? Because somebody on the radio told me to? No, because the Holy Spirit of God spoke to your spirit that you need to be an encourager. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.